30 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Well, thank you to all listeners to Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. For all of you who like to see what's happening in the studio or you're not able to watch, you know what I mean, you can tune on our live905.com.au website, press the button stream now and you can talk to, and you can call us in studio actually. Darren, what's the number they can reach us?
Press to text us on 0480-028-100 and we'll see those texts and we can ask the questions in studio.
Absolutely. So like I like to say thank you for everybody to join us. I like to see now that's the people, Mary, Marta, Amia, on Instagram Live. So let's go start and crunching this interview with our guest who was with us online four, five, six months ago. I can't remember. Roman, can you remember? What was the last time?
Perhaps 6 months ago.
6 months ago. We were being, confined spaces, in being locked down. And then thankfully, we have the great premier and the great team. We can walk around and browsing around in New South Wales, not like other states. So we have our guest back in studio. His name is Roman Bahala. Roman, welcome to studio.
Thank you, Marian. Thank you, Darren.
Great
thanks for hosting
here.
Me.
Yes, so lovely to have you in studio this time.
Exactly. Same here.
So, Roman, for our guests, please just give us the short bio. Who is Roman?
Yes.
Well, that was a very short introduction. We'll
and
take
now
it there.
For music.
For the music, yes. So, Roman, please.
Yeah, sure. I'm a chartered accountant, investor, corporate advisor, and investment banker. All my life, I have worked with a number of business deals for large global and Australian investment banks. Now I run my own accounting firm. It's a multidisciplinary firm. It's called RSP Hexagon. We provide accounting, tax, home loans, real estate financing, and property investment solutions.
So first up, Roman, how does one become an investment banker? Is it overnight?
No, actually, I started my career back in Hong Kong 20 years ago.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong was my starting point.
Do you miss Hong Kong? You want to go back?
Spent 4 years there as a trader.
So how did you start Hong Kong? Like, you one day wake up in the morning and it's like, I'm going to go in Hong Kong? Or how did you decide to go in Hong Kong first place?
No, actually, this is a very interesting story. I'd like to love to share.
Please share. Please share.
My background is Indian. I started I did my CA back in India.
I'll never believe your background is Indian. You know what I mean? That's...
I was fortunate enough to get a few offers from the Wall Street banks, and one of the what was a based in Hong Kong. That was my first job, actually. Enjoyed that, working long hours, and as you see, as you start as a new graduate, sort of.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate, and I grabbed the opportunity, learned a lot from these guys, and continued on.
On that topic, have you been afraid to move from India to Hong Kong?
No, it was exciting. I had opportunity either to move to Middle East or Hong Kong, and I picked up Hong Kong. I thought it's a more international, it's a trading
yeah,
world.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Look, I know, Darren, that like Hong Kong, Singapore, like they are the hubs, in Asia, which is really must be something super great. You know, I mean, not like a whiz kid, but you must know what you're doing. I mean, in Europe, you can still make mistakes, but I think those two places, particularly Hong Kong.
A fast-paced learning ground for an investment banker, no doubt.
Absolutely. Work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's how you learn your trade.
How do you make it to Australia then?
Yeah.
My family migrated, actually, at the same time. My brother, my parents, all my family is here based in Sydney. So that's here I ended up and loving it.
And they all love Sydney as well?
Of course.
That's great.
Well, that's
great to have family.
That's a successful story.
Family and business.
Family and business. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Look, genuinely, many people don't, like you change it from India to Hong Kong. So this is totally different, environment. Hong Kong, it's an Asian country.
And culture.
And culture as well. Yeah, regardless, it was a British, on the day, what was just jurisdiction, whatever it is. But it's an Asia. And then you move in Australia,
yes.
Right? It's like there was no fees for you. You embrace the future. Like you try to do this. Or
yeah, I guess that's my. I just want to explore. I just want to have a venture in my career. Back in the days, explored so Hong Kong, the working and living life in Hong Kong. I thought the time for a change.
Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling?
Ramen always smiles.
I always smile, mate. It's happy days, isn't it?
That's right. I love it.
Yeah, but that's
I'll have to change the songs now. Happy days, bring that
happy
in.
Days. The reason why I'm asking why you're smiling, because, people will always try to put these very serious faces. And, well, exactly. And I mean, I said, like, why people don't smile more often? But, I was told, you know, if you smile, you know, that's a rule, that's unprofessional, that's mean you undermining somebody. I was like, well, just I'm seriously happy, like when I see somebody and I mean you talk conversation. So question for you. Somebody comes to Roman Bahawa today and says, Roman, I want to open my business.
Sure.
What would be your tip number one?
Find your passion first.
Ooh, I love that.
And follow that.
Find your passion.
Find your passion.
And what was your passion?
Making a difference in people's life.
Okay. So how does that then connect to your business?
Because when anyone enters into our business, into our room, in our office, the first thing we look at, how I can add value to this client. We offer a range of services, planning, wealth management, accounting, tax, financing. We could assist our clients in multiple ways. The only single focus, let's say Mario, Darren, you form a partnership, you form a joint venture. We create solutions for you, creative solutions for you, and come up with ideas. That's the motto. Your success is our goal at RSB Hexagon, and live with it, and we breathe it. All our team members, they are fantastic.
So how do you build a good team when you're building a business?
That's a very interesting question, actually. It's a tricky one as well. People say you find a staff, you find a team member. I believe in business. It's like building your family because you spend a lot of time with them. You got to share the same passion. You got to share the same values. And for us, we have grown over the years in terms of team. It has come with hit and trial. Sometimes you find someone straight away. We hire someone straight away. Sometimes we have to go through some certain difficult period as well. So I believe generally we've been blessed to have a good team because sharing common values, sharing passion is very important. We work hard and with the single motto, we have a value system in our place. But it comes back with hit and trial run as well.
So you've mentioned that sometimes you don't hit it with someone who wants to come into your team as you're speaking, your family of business.
True.
What's the main reason you find that they don't make it within the environment that you wish to have as a business?
It's the value system. Because we figured out in the first few weeks, our first focus is creating value for our clients. If you think about ourselves, that's not the value we breathe in. The first and foremost principle is the integrity, the trust, and the teamwork. And in our team, there's no hierarchy as such. We all work as a single team. That's very important. That's how we thrive in this competitive environment. And that's a value we breathe in. That's a value we bring.
Yeah. A final thought before the break, I think, Mario.
Oh, please.
And sometimes we do ask the hard questions.
Sure.
And here's a bit of a hard question to think for you. If you have a nice, harmonious team, similar values, similar passion, does that mean that you don't have the new ideas coming from someone who's a bit different? Or how do you foster that to allow those new ideas to take spark?
Harmonious doesn't mean that we can't have different views. Yeah, so everyone has a different views. We bring talent into the... We pride on our team with the talent we bring on. If you look at the... I'm a prime example. We compete with the best of the best in the world, and we proud of that. Similarly, we bring the talent in our team. That can be a different ground, actually, and that's we promote our talent.
Darren, you know, there's no secrets. You know, I mean, our show, it's very well known, not just in Australia, but globally. And Darren and myself, we interviewed really now hundreds of people. No, you know, I mean, that's a fact. You know, I mean, that's a fact.
Sure.
We are not allowed to have opinion this show because it's community radio. It's not it's not commercial. But one thing I can say on behalf of myself, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure Dan's going to agree with me. You're talking with such a much confidence, with so much passion,
absolutely,
and energy, and it truly is. You know, I mean, that's what makes you unique. And that's like Darren and I say, we can interview somebody, and you know, I mean, they're great entrepreneurs. That this. But were you talking with such a confidence?
Of course.
This is something, you know what I mean? Don't break me, because Darren, you maybe didn't know, but Roman and I, we occasionally cross the floor in the gym, right?
Oh, I was not aware.
And he's smiling even then. You're listening live, 90.5 FM, Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take a short break. And our guest in the studio, Roman Bahawa, who's going to continue with his passion, energy, and stamina, and going to guide you to the next set of the questions, how to create wealth and successful execute business deals in this environment. Stay with us, Alive 90.5. Darin and Mario, we make you happy. Tune in. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you. 28 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darin.
I'd like to say thank you to all listeners online, 90.5 FM, Business Insights with Mario and Darin, the best business radio talk show in universe, not just in Sydney, in Australia, but Darin and I really putting effort to bring you the people who, with their exemplary, with their knowledge, experience, real experience and knowledge, they're not flashy, glittery Hollywood stuff, you know, don't return any money for the tickets, you know, they're not appearing, walking the fire. This is the people who started from nothing. They embrace the life, accept the fate, and they continue to conquering the world and bringing the knowledge. One of them today, it's a really unique guest who was with us 6 months ago, but online due to COVID restrictions, back in studio, Ramin Bahala. Raman.
That's Raman. Right.
In the first part of our conversation and interview, you spoke very highly about your company, about your staff, about
yes.
your clients, which you cherishing very much. And I mean, I think that you, I don't know who's in the first place, clients or your staff, but then you. But something very important you mentioned, that you're building the trust and respect. Can you guide us to this? What is for you and your clients or your staff? How do you establish that respect and trust between you and your staff or you and your clients?
I believe here the common answer is the consistency and the value system. As I gave you an example in the first part of the interview, when a client enters, he could be rest assured they'll be looking after him or her. With the single focus that our first priority, our team's priority, is to get the best deal for them, for the client. And whether we get rewarded or not, that's secondary matter. That's the first part of building a trust. And if you repeat that process over a period of time, again and again on a number of matters, there can be some conflicting scenarios as well, because then that's a commercial, and we live in a commercial environment. Every business, every client has to survive, and they got to look after themselves. But if you deliver the same value system, the same the same focus of creating value for the client, they will trust you over anything else.
So Raman, thank you very much. I'm pretty sure Derek has some questions for you as well.
Well, I'm just thinking, to keep the trust of clients, you've got to be keeping them up to date with the latest changes.
Sure.
And I know at the moment there's been many changes in tax, in employment, JobKeeper, job seeker,
sure,
all
right.
those things that roll off our tongue. We've got a budget coming up as well.
Sure.
And
yes.
There will be tax changes again, no doubt. So can you guide us on the latest on tax and government incentives that you would share with your clients? So share with our listeners today, who are getting this advice for nothing.
Yeah, sure. Mario, Darin, one thing is there. If you have to succeed, that's what I have learned from over the years. I have the opportunity. I'm blessed enough to work with very successful people. Some of them been my very good mentors. Running a successful business means not just understanding what the current rules are, regulations are, but anticipating the future, having a vision. If you talk about any successful visionary leader, particularly in business or in politics, they always have a vision to anticipate what's going to happen in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, 50 years' time. That applies to tax as well. For example, we are living in a once-in-a-century health scare of our generation. At the moment, but talking about tax, it's not just that we trying to understand what's the tax implications right now, but what we are going to what's going to happen in 3 months' time, in 6 months' time, or a year's time. We got to anticipate and build our business models in that perspective. To answer your question in specific sense, yes, there are two key schemes which were running pretty hard in the last 3 to 6 months: are JobKeeper and Cash Booster. I would advise my clients to be very careful when there's a high level of AT audit activities going on at the moment as we speak. A lot of our clients or potential clients, they're asking me, I'm bombarded with these questions. They have a question from the ATO, the letters from the, have you correctly obtained or got the cash booster scheme. Give us the documentation. So you got to be very careful when you lodge your bad statements and how you claim your cash booster scheme. That's what firstly it started in. We started with March, then it started with June, and it's a little bit tricky how you claim in September. So be careful. Without looking at your particular individual business scenario, tax scenario, I'm just offering you this advice. Be very careful. There's a high level of AT audit activities going on, particularly in regard to cash booster scheme. Similarly, JobKeeper. ATO has announced again, audit activities number one, but there's some recent changes happened in a couple of weeks time where you can add on new employees if they were obviously from 1 July, but applicable from the fortnight starting from 20th of July. And that's a good incentive, I believe. The economy needs it, the community needs it, and the business needs government support. And it's a step in the right direction. But mind you, from October, some very tricky changes coming up. And that's going to reduce the eligibility or strict the eligibility criteria for the existing job keepers under the existing job keeper scheme.
So putting that all together, and myself, and if I was in a partnership with Mario, we would be looking for the future, not just how we get through COVID, but what is our business going to be in 12 True. Months' time, 18 months' time? Mm-hmm. So how do you put together these sorts of changes, opportunity with a good business model that will make any business successful in 18 months' time?
Without us digging the tunnels and breaking to the Reserve Bank.
Exactly.
Of course.
That's it. You don't want to make a RV break.
It's only up the road.
All right.
We're start of the tunnel, actually.
And nobody cares except 2.7 million listeners. So it's okay. So please, Roman, yes.
Yeah, sure. Darren, when you build a business model, If you're a good business, like government, I believe they already had a COVID or infectious disease plan in their risk management systems. Like it triggered now. If you look at a good, I was reading a book from Ray Dalio, who's one of the biggest hedge fund managers. He built teams and systems. One of the they already had all these things in their business model. Similarly, when you build a business model, business plan, or think about planning, you always look for medium to longer term. That goes far beyond 18 months. Two things you need to focus on, the way the world is moving. Firstly, technology-based. If you look at the share markets, probably we can talk about shares and real estate, all this. If you look at the market these days, the companies or the organizations which had solid techno systems, for example, Amazon or Afterpay and all those, their values have gone tremendously because they can deliver and the profit margins are higher. Similarly, my advice to any business is to focus on the systems, focus on technology, how you can efficiently you can deliver, and building teams. When you talk about teams, it's not just when we are working together, we are talking about stakeholders. Stakeholders could be our government, could be stakeholders, our community could be stakeholders. Thinking from our team perspective, two things, that's what we look for in our clients. For our clients, we always look for longer term collaboration as a team. Our members, we treat as a family, we always look for longer term. People or the business, which has a longer term focus, that's our advice straight away.
Can I ask you on that note on the COVID-19?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's going on now for 7 months in Australia, and, you know, many businesses actually being shut down, particularly now, state Victoria, which I don't understand what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, for the businesses who starts again, you know, if they come to you, when they come to you, not if, when they come to you, I say, Roman, you know, COVID-19 2 years ago crushed me down. What would you be advice for anybody in terms of preparations, let's just say for new possible pandemic or any other health threat, is there anything you will have something to share with our listeners? How would you help them to prepare themselves starting again business? And
I guess this scenario is unique in a way. It's a health scenario which happened in once in a century that certain businesses are certainly going through a hard time, but at the same time, certain businesses are going really well.
Yes.
And so you got to consider just not just one scenario, you got to look at the overall spectrum of businesses. As I mentioned before, like Amazons and people with the less contact kind of business, they're flourishing. Mm-hmm. And the business like retail shops, where
particularly the food deliveries.
Food delivery. That's right. Can you believe the pizza delivery business is booming at the moment? Because if you look at the prices, share prices.
But how would you encourage somebody to start again business, come to you? Because you're the man of experience, man of knowledge. And let's just say somebody comes like, look, I've been crash and burn. You know what I mean? I want to start my business. How would you encourage somebody, empower somebody to start business again?
It always starts with your potential market, what your passion is. You got to identify your market and relate your passion of doing that, how you're going to serve that market. Similarly, you need the expertise like ourselves to help you assist identify that market. Your focus has to be absolutely sharp. Who your market is, what your product is, and how you're going to deliver it. Because delivery will be changed. How you're going to deliver your service or product, it's going to change post-COVID. And no one knows for how long it's going to, even talking about medicine or vaccine, and no one knows that for how long. But business models will change. But again, delivery method could change. It could go from manual to technology based, but you got to identify your market. Again, you got to get your product right and match that product with your market. How you got to logistically, that'll be depends on the day and how the, again, government is going to play a really vital role
in
all these things.
Roman, that is a very, very, very powerful answer. And you're listening to Align 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we'll continue with our guest, the studio, Roman Bahala. I must say, like, there's a passion. I think the topic of this conversation should be passion. I never saw somebody more passionate than Roman. And ladies and gentlemen, today afternoon after 5 p.m., you can listen to this interview. You don't want to miss it. Interview with Roman Bahala. We take a short break. Align 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario.
It's a 12:15, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And we're coming, unfortunately, the last 15 minutes of our interview with an amazing entrepreneur, somebody who has so much energy, passion, and as well, unrivaled energy of the knowledge and expertise, Roman Bahala. Roman, you know, like, we have the many questions for you. However, Darren, he noticed the two T's. Which he can ask because I can't claim this one.
Yeah,
even this conversation is authorized by the Mario Beckish from Canberra.
You put P into it as well. So I'm going to say the little acronym that's summarizing the conversation is PTT.
PTT.
It's not push to talk. We're not on a radio.
How did you come with that one, Leo?
It's amazing.
Just very quickly, but it's passion, team, and technology.
That's what we've been hearing through and through. Darren, pick up the two T's. I pick up to something different, which is passion. Do you mind sharing with our listeners why passion is important and how much is important to you? And most importantly, how do you ignite passion in somebody else?
You ask a few questions in one sentence.
I'm like a journalist on a press conference in Victoria with the Premier of Victoria. Like, I had one question, 65 questions.
Exactly. Passion is not like you could generate or artificially manipulate. It comes from within. When every morning you get up 5 a.m. and you jump out of the bed and you think, mate, this morning I'm to go this thing, that's your passion. And go back to the night, you feel happy, you achieve something, and that's your passion. It wakes you up. It gets your eyes lit up because you deliver.
That's what's happened to your eyes. That's the reason I'm asking, because that's how you talk. With a passion.
It's in the eyes.
It's always
passion's in the eyes.
Eyes the hands or your body language is reflects. Because generally if you're passionate about something and you want to achieve something, whether it's for yourself, for your community, for your team, it's always a passion about it. You want to make a difference. You do whatever you do in your life. If you want to make a difference, it could be people work in community, I work in business, and I want to make a difference.
I did ask you, how many questions did I ask you? Three questions. Yeah. The fourth one, did you come with a passion on your own? Maybe your parents instigating you? Or how did you come? You see, the passion doesn't come for free. Like, you know, just born with a passion. Something must happen to you.
It's a very good, emotional question.
Did I ask too much? If I ask too much, please don't.
No, that's okay. I come from a business family. My father, that's how we are brought up.
Yeah.
And from northern part of India, it's an enterprising part of India, Punjab. People go in the military, people go in agriculture, people go in business, and my passion is you could call it business. You can't specify something. Passion is a way of life. No matter what you do, sports, or even in your situation is boxing. So whatever you do in your life, you give your best, and you don't really look forward to the results. The results will take care of yourself. If you do anything good, you do good service, you look after your clients, you look after your team. If you always start worrying about the results, you actually diminish your performance in the main time. So you always focus on your task on your hand and deliver to the best of your ability, best of your knowledge, and do it truthfully. And I think results will take care of it. And my parents, obviously, I'm grateful, I'm blessed with that. They instilled this value system in us.
From the moment that Roman walked to this door, it was energy all, you know, across the studio, entire studios in Align 90.5 building. But I heard something very interesting, Darren. Maybe you can, you know, correct me if you don't agree, but I would say I agree. I heard on YouTube, I don't know who said, it's not mine, but I heard, and the guy, he said, effort. Nobody judge the effort. It's between you and you. Would you agree with that one?
Yeah, I tend to. I think passion, as we've been talking about today, will enable effort. But effort on a task that is not really part of your goals or part of your vision, but effort just on a task won't cut it alone.
And I'm going to use this
passion.
Yeah.
And team technology, we heard about that. And effort will give you the results.
And I will say something else. You know, I'm going to use this platform. It's been authorized by Canberra. Spokesperson Mario Bekesh. ladies and gentlemen, you listen to this radio show for now some time. And the effort and energy in those two men, particularly Roman Bahala, you know, it's unrivaled. It's something I never saw before. I must say this. I don't say this often on radio. People can hear the podcast. This is what I know. It's a guarantee for success for your clients and your team. And for Darren, your effort on this radio station, this radio show, man, it's like I never saw somebody does this before. So that was my 2 minutes advertising of these two awesome gentlemen. Darren, you have more questions?
No, yeah. I was just going to recap again on the passion team on and PTT. Technology. But back to you, Raman. And thank you, Mario, for those very kind words. Throwing back to Raman, what are the key takeaways from our conversation this afternoon on Business Insights?
We spoke about passion. We spoke about team. We spoke about technology. But one thing you cannot discount is having a vision. You should always have a target. If there is no target, you're a lost person. No matter how much passion you can just run in this room, but you got to live your life. You have to have a dream you want to achieve. That comes with your target. So I believe having a goal, realistic, stretchable goal is very important. That goes along with all three key ingredients of passion, team, and technology. And that's what we have at RSP Hexagon, because that's what we believe. Your success is our goal.
Wonderful words.
I'm speechless again.
I'm speechless as well. We've just got a few more minutes as well.
Yeah.
So, Raman, how can people get in contact with you at RSP Hexagon?
You could contact me directly by my ringing on my mobile. It's 040-1057224. Or drop me an email, rbala@rsbpartners.com.au.
And a few questions to finish up. And
yes, please.
One would be, we've got an ever-ongoing battle in the studio. Is it Vegemite or Marmite?
Ooh. Careful what you're answering now, my young apprentice. Say, do not challenge the dark side.
Oh, that's a very diplomatic.
So tell me,
but I've got one more. Sorry, and then you can back to you, Mario.
No, Roman, you don't say that right now. How many questions you have?
Is there anything behind the hexagon in RSB Hexagon?
Hexagon is a multidimensional. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, because we try to serve clients in multiple ways.
Well, that's very interesting. I just tried to find something, you know, on my...
What's that?
Oh, that was a Darth Vader, because you challenged the dark side, you know, me with... Okay, he's still talking.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. Well, Roman, look, very grateful for being our guest today. Our listeners, I'd like to invite you on our website, alive905.com.au. Please check under the podcast Business Insights with Darren and Mario. There is an entire interview, 60 minutes, with this awesome gentleman, entrepreneur, and somebody who can install in you, not just empowering you, but passion and energy and connect technology. And Darren, what's the next T? Technology and...
Team.
And, you know...
And do it with vision.
And a vision. And a target. Because nobody talks about this. Roman, thank you so much for being our guest today. We will appreciate. And as well, listeners, stay with us with the next guest from 1 p.m.
Thank you.